back and forth games, interviews from big USL names, Bayern and Liverpool Fine Five, and more right here on the World Soccer Report.
It is time for the Rowdies Rundown and World Soccer Report with Buster DeLay as we go over all of what's happening in the world of soccer. And here is your host, Buster DeLay.
And welcome to the World Soccer Report. Before I start today, I would like to give a shout out to every single one of you who has listened to this report and supported me thus far. We have just broken 100 listens on streaming platforms. Thank you all. The Tampa Bay Rowdies were held to a 1-1 draw against the New York Red Bulls too. For the first time in a while this season, the away team scored first when Luther Archimede tucked Omar So's through ball past Evan Lauro into the bottom right corner of the net. With this setback, the Rowdies picked up their play and created a lot of chances, but just could not find the finish. Much of this frustration in front of goal was due to Red Bull's goalkeeper and man of the match, AJ Marcucci, who made 7 astonishing saves and touched the ball seemingly more times than any player on the field. Finally, just before halftime, the Rowdies did find a way past him. Sebastian Daugaard's cross was scrambled by Jason Pendant and Juan Castillo after it beat Marcucci, and ended up being put into his own net by Castillo. It was unfortunate for New York, but it was exactly what the Rowdies needed going into the interval. No goals were produced by either team in the second half, but the play of the match came when Sebastian Guenzadi's tap-in was unbelievably saved by the ever-present Marcucci. The game was rounded off when Jeremy Raffanella was sent off for a challenge on Aaron Guillen, reducing the Red Bulls to 10 men for the closing seconds of the match. After the game, I welcomed Lawrence Weick to the show as he touched on his professional development and playing with some huge names such as the guy I love, Joseph Martinez. Here with Lawrence Weick, midfielder number 27 for the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Now Lawrence, I know you used to play for Atlanta United. How has it been like developing through the USL levels?
Yeah, it's been good for me. You know, as a young player coming out of college, you've got to get professional minutes, and the USL is somewhere, you know, especially Atlanta United too, where you can get minutes. So yeah, I think that was good for me. You know, helped me push me on to Atlanta first team and now here.
And speaking of the Atlanta United first team, how is it like playing with some of those big names? One, I know Joseph Martinez. I absolutely love the guy. How is it like playing with those people?
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, when you get to that level, you realize, you know, why certain players are at that level. He was so clinical in the box, you know, and that's how he kind of is so successful.
And finally, how is it like getting the Weick strike, finally getting the goal the other week? How is that like?
Yeah, it was good. Hopefully can build on it a little bit. It was an important goal, so yeah, I was happy for that and the team, and you know, we pushed on for a 2-1 win, which is what matters, you know. Hopefully a couple more.
And I was the one that messaged you before the game saying the Weick strike was coming in DM.
Thank you for that.
My prediction was dead wrong for this one when I said 3-0, but the fight from the Red Bulls really did surprise me considering we beat them 6-0 last time. Next up, the Rowdies face Miami FC at home to close off the regular season home games. Miami really are a tough side to break, and for the first time in a while, I predict the visiting team to touch nylon once. However, I believe the Bay will scrape it out 2-1. Come on, you Rowdies! As always, I try to bring you all the best and most exclusive content from all around the world, and today I dove back into the USL Championship to fetch some more big names. One of these big names is Max Lakowecki, who has been a part of the Rowdies organization for years on end, taking some time off at one point, but he's back now. Here with Max Lakowecki, midfielder number 16 for the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Now Max, how is it like playing with the Rowdies, an organization that we've now qualified for the playoffs, we're doing really well. How is it like playing for the Rowdies?
It's great. I think my favorite part is just the group of guys that we have in the locker room. They're a really good group. Everybody works really hard, and I think that's pretty infectious in the way we play. Everybody pushes each other every day. I got a lot of good friends on the team, so it makes it even more enjoyable. And you mentioned qualifying for the playoffs. Obviously, we're excited about that. But I think we've got bigger goals in sight. We're hoping to bring home a USL championship this year. So if we could secure home field advantage all the way through, that would be ideal. So that's our next goal.
Now, how is it like playing on the big stage like this? I remember a few months ago, you scored against New York Red Bulls, man of the match, had a great game against them. How is it like playing on the big stage and performing?
Feels good. I think that's just a perfect example of somebody, you know, when their number's called, showing up and doing their job. And I think I'd been waiting for my turn to play, and that game happened to be my opportunity, and I stepped up and, like you said, was fortunate enough to score a goal and get an assist. But every night it seems like somebody steps up and plays their part, and I'm hoping to have more nights like that.
And finally, what do you, in your opinion, has been the best game of the season so far for the Rowdies?
Ooh, I think our last game against Charleston for me was a really big game for us. I think we faced some adversity early on with maybe an unlucky penalty call.
Definitely.
And the ref was kind of card happy at the time. I think the character that we showed to come back early in the first half and win a big game against a tough opponent on the road showed a lot of character that we have. Hopefully we can keep that moving forward.
AJ Patterson, Charleston Battery's left back, also joined me in talking about the Gold Cup and his experience with the USL Championship and the Granada National Team. Here with AJ Patterson, left back number 20 for the Charleston Battery. AJ, how is it like playing in the USL professionally with some big names and making your mark in the USL?
Yeah, it's been a dream come true. Ever since I started playing when I was 4 years old, I always wanted to play professional, and it's just been an honor to be able to play. This is my fourth season in the USL, and I'm enjoying every moment.
And how is it like with the squad, very talented set of players, a lot of people that are having like great breakthrough seasons like Claudio Repetto? How is it like playing with people like that?
You know, just when you surround yourself around players who are, you know, playing well and getting goals and stuff like that, it only makes you a better player. It makes you want to step your level up and play better, and that's what it's done for me in these last couple of years.
And how is it like playing for the national team, Granada national team? Playing in the Gold Cup, was it?
Yeah.
How was it like playing with the national team?
It was surreal, you know, to go out there and represent an entire nation and hear them scream when you score and do all this stuff. It is just amazing, and to be able to represent them in the Gold Cup was a dream come true, honestly. You know, all the biggest stage that we could play on, and it's just, I mean, like I said, a dream come true.
And finally, what is your favorite moment throughout your entire career?
My favorite moment? It would probably be signing my very first professional contract on my birthday.
Oh, that was, wow.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I can imagine that's an incredible feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. It was surreal moment.
Thank you to everybody who joined me for a chat. Next up, we find ourselves in England, where I want to highlight three games. The first being a revenge taking. Any Liverpool fans like myself know exactly what this fixture was. Anybody recall 3-0 two seasons ago? Yes, you guessed it, it's Liverpool against Watford. However, this time Liverpool thrashed the Hornets 5-0. Roberto Firmino scored a hat-trick, Sadio Mane slipped in a beautiful finish after Mohamed Salah's superb vision, and Salah himself weaved between the Watford defenders and curled his shot past Ben Foster to register a goal of the season contender. Next game I would like to touch on came between Aston Villa and Wolverhampton Wanderers. Aston Villa seemed destined to win the match after Danny Ings' header and John McGinn's screamer. Then the comeback started. Romain Saiss pulled one back after Wolves worked a passage of play beautifully. Then, only 5 minutes later, his center back partner and captain, Connor Cody, tapped in to level the scores. Both teams looked to be set on their merry ways with a point each. That is, until Ruben Neves' free kick deflected off Matt Target and passed Emi Martinez, giving Wolves an incredible late comeback win. Finally, our last stop in the Premier League is in Leicester, where Leicester City faced Manchester United in my worldwide game of the week. Mason Greenwood rattled an incredible strike past Schmeichel in the 19th minute before Yuri Tielemans picked out an absolutely impossible finish past David De Gea in the 31st. It took until the 78th minute for another goal, which came from the center back Kaglar Sayuncu when he tapped it in for Leicester City. Moments after that, Marcus Rashford, who has been flustered with a lot recently in his life, kept his composure to level the game. In the attack right after kickoff, Leicester's prolific number 9, Jamie Vardy, hit an outrageous side volley into the top right corner, snatching the lead back just like that. Then, In the 92nd minute of the game, new signing Patson Daka bundled the ball over the line to secure the Leicester win. What a game this was. I saw at 2-2, I could not believe when I saw 4-2 after that Vardy goal right after Marcus Rashford's. It's crazy. Finally, Bayern Munich caught the attention of many in their match against title contenders Bayer Leverkusen in the German Bundesliga. Lewandowski scored early before adding another in the 30th minute, as he always seems to do. After Lewandowski's brace, a flood of goals came pouring in. Thomas Müller once and Serge Gnabry twice, all before the 40th minute. With Lewandowski second, that makes 4 goals in 10 minutes for Bayern Munich, which is crazy. Patrick Schick did not allow for a Munich clean sheet, however, as his goal brought the game within 4 in the 55th minute. Bayern created 30 chances while registering 27 shots, backing my claim on them winning the Bundesliga and possibly even the Champions League this season. What a game between two great teams. Be sure to follow my Instagram account, at World Soccer Report. That's at symbol, World Soccer Report. All one word. Also, if you are listening on the radio, be sure to check out my show archives on streaming platforms like Spotify by searching for The World Soccer Report, not all one word. Thank you for listening, and as always, thank you to RadioSt.Pete.com for being my home base here on the show. This has been The World Soccer Report, and I'll see you at the game.